Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brua Yomi program is Daf Kuf Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brua, and we began yesterday Simin Tov Tzadihei, which was a brand new section in Shulchan Aruch dealing with Hilchos Yontif, and we're specifically talking now about the restrictions that you're allowed to have in terms of work on Yontif versus Shabbos, and that's what we discussed in the Mechaber yesterday. We brought down the more lenient opinion of the Mechaber, who said that one is allowed on Yontif to do Ochel Nefesh. Everybody agrees to that. And he said as well, v'chein machshire ocho nefesh lo yo'ev shalasos v'miesmo. Even the things that are needed to help you get ready to do ochel nefesh, to prepare the preparatory steps, could even be done as long as you weren't able to do them before Yontif started. You're allowed to do them even then on Yontif. This is again, machshire ocho nefesh lo yo'ev shalasos v'miesmo. That was the Mechaber. And we start today with the very last word on Kuf Aleph Amud. All Aleph, which is the Hagah, the Ramah is saying, and we turn to the Amud Beis, V'yesh Machmirim, he brings down the stricter opinion that says, Afilu bi'ochel nefesh atzmo, not only for the Machshiri ochel nefesh, but even the ochel nefesh themselves, kosh eino mefik tam klal, if it's not going to change the taste, it will be just as tasty if you prepared it before Yontif as if you prepare it on Yontif, in Masom Erev Yontif, so then you should do it on Erev Yontif and not do it on Yontif. And he brings this down in the name of the Or Zeruah and the Ma'aril. Now let's understand this. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Zayin explains that this is Midrabbanan, and he brings down the Shaar HaTzion Osei, that there may be a suggestion from Tosos that this is a Din D'Orais actually, but Rov HaPoskin Sfirlu D'Rabbanan. Most of the posts say this is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a restriction. It's a rabbinical edict over here that don't do things on Yontif if you could have done them before Yontif, even for Ochel Nefesh, if it's going to be just as tasty. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah continues. Kidei Shelo Yavar Olav Kol Yom B'Mlochus. So you shouldn't spend your entire Yontif day cooking. You spend your entire Yontif day doing work. V'yimana Misimchas Yontif. And you won't enjoy the Yontif. Now, in Dirshu, footnote number 6, he brings down what is the underlying reason behind this. And he brings down the question, is this concept of Ochel Nefesh what we call Hutra or Dechuya? Dechuya means, well, you don't have a choice, so you do it. But L'chadchil, you shouldn't do it. On the other hand, Hutra means absolutely not a problem. You can do it l'chachila, even if you could do it without it. Now, if you look at the rest of this Dirshu footnote, he brings down potential nafkaminas over here as to whether, for example, on Yontif, is there any din of borer in terms of making tea? Do you have to go do any of the things that we normally would do on Shabbos or to make it permissible? Or on Yontif, if it's hutra, you don't even have to do any of those. Ayin in this footnote. Continuing the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches, he says, what's an example of something that won't make any difference if you do it the day beforehand or if you do it on Yontif itself? He says, for example, delisha, kneading a dough, vafia, baking a dough, ushchita, shechting an animal, ubishal, cooking it. So then, in my son bear of Yontif, if you do these things the day before Yontif, you have one day old bread. That's not tasty. Yesh, b'm chisar and tam. It's not going to be as good. They didn't have refrigeration, although we'll talk about does having refrigeration make a difference. So therefore, if they did something the day before, it wouldn't be as fresh, it wouldn't be as tasty. So nobody says, not even this Machmir Ramah over here, says that you shouldn't have the best food on Yontif, and if it's going to be tastier to do it on Yontif, of course do it on Yontif, do the Ochel Nefesh on Yontif rather than doing it the day before. Because he says, Shein lechem shenilosh v'nefa yom, kelechem shenilosh v'nefa me'esmo. Why do they sell one-day-old bread at a discount? Because it's one-day-old bread. It's not as good as fresh bread. So therefore, obviously, that's not what the Ramah is talking about. But he's saying that if it's not going to make any difference, then why not do it Erev Yontif and not spend your whole day Yontif cooking? And he gives further examples. Below tavshil shenismashal yom, tavshil smashal miyaswo. Freshly cooked food, especially in those days with no refrigeration, was much better than day old food. Furthermore, below basar shenishchal yom, they didn't have refrigeration. So if you shechted today, it was much fresher kibasar shenichal miyaswo than shechted meat from yesterday. It would start to spoil maybe. Therefore, nobody made such a gzera. However, the Ramah says, Mishmur explains, Avodover she'ein bo kilkul tam, they have sidim nasim yesbo, but something that it makes absolutely no difference in the quality and taste of the food if you do it before Yontif versus on Yontif. So then, lama lo lasos be Yontif. So then, why should you do it? Lama lo, here's the loads with a vav. Lama lo lasos, why should you do it on Yontif? Do it, Erev Yontif. And he says, because of Achronim, he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, O Zayin, the opinion of Shari Knesset Zagdola, the Al-Yarabba, the Prichodosh, and others, the Naktin and Lamaisa Kisvarazu. We, in fact, hold like this Machmir opinion of the Ramah, where it really makes no difference in taste. But, because of what he says, the Lafi De'azu, also Lolush Biyantiv, Vermezen. You're not letting go. Therefore, make on Yontif something shikor lakshin, kugel, which it says in Os 1 is the itrios, which is the noodle, to make a noodle kugel. Because he says, she'efshani noshim ibo yom tovim biyosif. It actually tastes better if it's one day old. Certain foods, they need to like mature. So therefore, this is actually better, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to make it on Yontif because it's actually tastier if you made it before Yontif. Likewise, you can't go and cook over here dried fruits on Yontif, because it's well known, it's much better to have this one day old cooked dish than the fresh dish. However, he says, Miu, bottom line, in if for whatever the reason you didn't have time, discuss more what this means in Dishu for number 9. If you didn't have time to do it on Erev Yontif, and certainly because you came, Shalor Yulah Paris, because or the food wasn't available on Erev Yontif, then certainly it's not an issa to do it on Yontif. It's a recommendation that you should do it Erev Yontif. But if you couldn't do it on Erev Yontif, and again, we'll define what it means, you couldn't do it on Erev Yontif, then Lamaisa, you're allowed to go and cook it on Yontif. And he says, and this would even be true for the kneading, which while you could have done it in ideal situation before Yontif, he says, if you didn't do it, certainly you can do it on Yontif. Now let's look at some of these Dirsha footnotes. Dirsha footnote number 7 brings down, Ba'af Bizmanenu, nowadays, Shesh Mekarim, we have refrigerators, Makfin, and we have freezers. So then, Rav Nissen Karolitz, Zatzal, brings down, even in this situation, Mutu Levashel B'Yontif L'Chakila, you can go and cook on Yontif, even though you could cook it on Erev Yontif and put it in the freezer and then just heat it up on Yontif. He says, no. Kiven Shetamu Shel Tavshel Shel Tziyu Mimekara, says the stuff that you take out of the refrigerator and you heat it up, still, it's not as good as the fresh stuff. So therefore, even with our refrigerators and freezers, he says it's still better to cook it fresh. And he brings down as well from Rav Yashiv, Zatzal, Shegamim Tamu Eino Shonekal, even if an expert wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the freshly cooked today and the stuff they take out of the refrigerator and heat up. He says, nevertheless, you're allowed to go and make it on Yontif. Why? Kivon Shebetivo Hu Mefik Tamu. In theory, it's not going to be as good, even though in practical, this situation, it's not. Rabbis basically said, low plug. Once you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to cook, even if theoretically you could have cooked it before Yontif. And Vitiru Levash Lo B'Yontif B'Chol Inyan. They'll let you do it in any event. However, he says, in regards to grinding, in regards to the Malach of Tchina, which is Hasur B'Yontif B'Dover She'enu Mevik Tamu, which you're not allowed to do on Yontif unless it's something that would lose its taste. If you grind up peppers, let's say, 3 days before Yontif, they're not going to be as sharp or as tasty, so then you're allowed to do it. But he says something that doesn't lose its taste by grinding it beforehand. Shayideh, this grinding over here, shemechasim usul heitiv apiro, and you cover it up, eino mefik tamo, so if you put it in the day before, it won't be ruined in any way. He says, yachol lachino b'yomtiv ayideh shinoi. If you didn't do this beforehand, you could do it on yomtiv with a shinoi. Cooking on the first day of Yontif for the last day of Yontif. So he brings down the Sharet Zion in Sivan Tov Kuf Gimel. You shouldn't do that. Based upon the idea, so why would you do it on Yontif if you could do it on Chol HaMoed? Then he says, if you're cooking something for the night of Yontif, so if you cooked it an hour or two before Yontif started, it would be just as tasty as cooking it on the night of Yontif itself. There's no real difference in the taste. So even in this situation, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, you don't have to cook it Erev Yontif. You could cook it the night of Yontif if you wanted to. Because he says, technically, since, as we said before, it normally does lose its taste if it's not fresh. So therefore, even though in this situation, it really won't make a difference, low plug. The rabbi said, you're allowed to cook on Yontif. You're allowed to cook on Yontif in all situations. And then he brings down, what about something like water? Now here, if you're heating up water, there's absolutely no difference whether if the water's hot, whether it was heated up now or the day before. So shouldn't you have to go and heat up the water on Erev Yontif? So he says, no, because then you can take into a situation. He says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that you have to keep the gas on. And it's going to cost you money for something like that, so you're not mechuyev to go and do that. And Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal says the same thing. You don't have to go put stuff on a blech. You don't have to go heat stuff up from, you know, for 12 hours in order that you shouldn't cook it on Yontif. That's not a requirement. He says, furthermore, now it's Erev Yontif. You're not sure what you want to eat for supper that night. So therefore, in this situation, or you don't know how you want to eat it. You want to have it roasted, you want to have it baked. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman says as well, also Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal says as well, even l'chatchil, you're allowed to go to cook this on Yontif without any sort of a shinoi. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, af im hoya lo zman levashim kama yom le'yontif. Let's say Yontif is Thursday, and you had plenty of time to cook on Monday. So is that called also that you have to do it on Monday? So Rav Nissen Karel Zatzal brings down, Shemischadish la'ones o miniya ber yontif. So you didn't do it on Monday, and you were planning on doing it on Thursday afternoon before yontif Thursday night. And then an ones came along, and you weren't able to do it. So then he says, Mutal lavash la biyontif, then you're certainly still allowed to cook it on yontif itself, because on Erev yontif, you didn't have the chance to do so. Ah, you could have done it Monday, big deal. That doesn't make any difference. But therefore, lefizeh, ba'ofen shiyodeh me'rosh, shlo yuchal lavash lim ezesiba erev yontif. If you know Thursday afternoon, you're going to be very, very busy, and you won't have time. V'lo hikdim lavash lim kol mekem, but you didn't do it on Monday. Then he says, also lavash lim yontif. When you had the opportunity, and you intentionally didn't do so, so then it's a problem. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Test. He says, Mashma, the mefik tam afilu b'miktzas. If you were to lose some benefit at all in the taste, then shor l'chul yama. Then everybody agrees that even though it's only a slight change in the benefit, you're entitled to have the best stuff on yontif. Then he brings down Mariel Kosov Shosur, lo duch shkei dim yontif. He brings down from the Mariel that you're not allowed to go and chop up almonds on yontif, lahotzi mi'en cholov, in order to go get almond milk. Why? Mi dohoye evsho lei lo duch b'yasu, because you should have done this before yontif. Even though it's a little bit less good, why not? Since he says the Achronim bring down, he was machmir, the domik tzas l'schitas peros the osur. Because this looks too much like squeezing out juices, and that he says is osur. But if you make some sort of a shinoi near the eish lahatir, then you can do it with some sort of a shinoi. And the Chavetz Chaim, the Sharetzion, osur says, because really the whole thing is a chumra over here. It's really not called schita, chopping up the almonds. But since it looks a little bit like schita, therefore he says we shouldn't do it. The reason why it's not schita, he brings down from the poskim, shacholov, the almond milk, eino konus b'shkedim, kiyayin kanovim. It's not really stored inside it like the wine is stored inside a grape. Dershu footnote number 10 brings down additional dinim about schita, ayin sham. Now the Rambam continues and he says, miyu im lo asol merev yontif. Bottom line is if you didn't follow this restriction, this machmir position over here, and you didn't do it on Erev Yontif, and the Yesh Motzorach Yontif, and you do want to eat it on Yontif, so you still are allowed to do it on Yontif, however, Ayidei Shinoi, you should do it via a Shinoi. Now, in the notes that we have over here in the Ramah, it says this is brought down in the name of the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolos, and the Ran. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, the Ramasul Mihu, so the Chavetz Chaim writes, V'nir Shemal Zeh Smag V'Ran, he says you delete that, you cross it out. It's a tol sofer. He says this is a printer's error. These additions as to who they were said in the name of were not put in by the Rambam himself. They were put in by the editors at a later point in time. So he says this smag and ran is wrong. Why is that? He says the ladas ran, according to the ran, mutra afil below shinoi, kamo shekosav agra. The Vilna Gaon explains the ran is saying that you're allowed to do this even without a shinoi. And he says this is really the opinion. He says ladas hamachaber. Lo hiskir klal chumr le'inyan ochel nefesh atzmo, who says by ochel nefesh the mechaber wasn't machmir at all. Says if it's ochel nefesh, end of the discussion. You're allowed to do this. And mashma b'chol gavli shari, you're allowed to do it in every way. Then he has a further discussion about this. I am the rest of this dear beer halacha note. We go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yod. He says mutalasos ayidei shino. You are allowed to do this if you didn't do it beforehand in a situation where it's Eino mefik tam, you can do it with a shinoi. So he brings down, v'yem lo aso merev yontif, v'pnei eiz ones, and if it was because of an ones, something came up, so then, mutafil b'lo shinoi. Then, again, as we pointed out, it's even permissible without a shinoi. Now, in Dirshu footnote number 11, he brings down, ochein, kisha meichel, af mishtabeach, ayde asi oso merev yontif, if it's actually better if you make it on erev yontif, so we brought down, according to the Morgan Avram, also lasos b'yontif avidei shinoi. That's like the lakshin. So he said, then you're not allowed to do it even with a shinoi. However, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the Prima Gadim, is you'd be allowed to do it even in this situation with a shinoi. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says now over here. He says, v'chosav ha-mogin Avraham, the Mogin Avraham writes, tafilu l'chatchila mutla lahamtin lasos avidei shinoi. The Mogin Avraham says, you can make it before yontif without any shinoi, or you can even wait l'chatchila to do it on yontif with a shinoi. Because he doesn't agree with that. And he says, okay, ain lo shos kod miyontif, you didn't have time, then bavad the yeshus wachzen, you certainly can rely upon this. Dirshu footnote number 12 brings down, how do you do a shinoi? What type of a shinoi are we talking about? So Rav Nissen Karel Zatzal brings down, for example, if you're cooking something, put the pot on the fire in some sort of a different way. For example, knock it onto the flame with your arm. Push it with your arm as opposed to picking it up with your hand. Obviously, be very careful that you don't burn yourself. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, kisira, harvesting, reaping, utchina, grinding, ubitzira, Botzer is the word that we use for taking the grapes from the tree. We have different words in Hebrew for different types of fruits when you pluck them from the tree. In English, we'd say plucking. We take it off the tree. So in Hebrew, botzer is used for grapes. Then utschita, and the squeezing the grapes into grape juice, wine. Vitzida, trapping, going and trapping an animal. All of these activities, afopi shehem meleches ochel nefesh, even though they're all for the purposes of ochel nefesh, and they theoretically should be allowed, the Mechaber tells us, asurim chachamim, the rabbis came along and restricted you from doing so. Now let's see why. So first we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Aleph. He says, why can't you do ktsira, harvesting, reaping? Vuadin, disha, the same thing applies, says, to threshing, varkoda, sifting it. Uchai gavdil, any of these activities, you're not allowed to do them. Why not? We'll see in a moment. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Beis, schita, why can't you squeeze the grapes? Or tzoloma, lischot haperos, lotzi mihen shamnon v'yena, to squeeze olives or to squeeze grapes, to get olive juice or grape juice. Even though it's lachila b'yantiv, you shouldn't do this. The Sharet Zion, Ost Hezvavi, brings down the Ilu Stam Ktsira, to tell me you can't harvest wheat, Uschita, and do real Schita over here, Bevadai Lukuliyam also. Everybody says that's an Isser, the Araisa, Minatora, as the Gemara in Chagiga tells us. He adds in Dirshu footnote number 14 to take a sponge, a wet sponge, and squeeze it out to clean up stuff that's making a mess. Let's say it's on a plata, and it's a foul smelling now because it's burning. So Shlomo Zalman says, "Sha'av she'et tzorich yontif b'kav." You know, you need this for yontif. It's making a foul smell over here. Nira she'aser. You still shouldn't do this over here. May she'over b'kach alis shechita, because this is over in Isser Shechita. Now, why did the rabbis ask this? This is again, it's all me the rabbanon. So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, "Demin ha'torah kol malach shebochel ve'avish is mutter." Technically, all these things would be allowed. However, Elachacham Asru, the rabbis said that you can't do this over here. Brought down the name of many poskim. Dvarim shem avoda rabba kigon hani. These are things that are normally done. You don't pick one grape and squeeze one grape. You take a whole bunch of them. You harvest a whole bunch of stuff at one time. Shadim rogiliktsar sodeyu. You harvest your field. You don't harvest one grain. Viliktsar kamo. You pluck all the grapes. You don't just take off one grape. So the normal way to do this, he says, is Adam Rogiliksar Sadeo Vilipso Kamo Kiechod. You do it all at once. The Lidro call it above Kiechod, and you go and press all your grapes out as one. The Litchon Harbi Pamachas, you do a lot at one time. And therefore, the Imkain, if you were to save this for Yontif, you target Kalyon Babodoso. You're going to spend your whole day harvesting your field. Okay, and you bake the one cake. The Imanim is Simchas Yontif, and that's going to totally prevent you from having Simchas Yontif, and therefore, Midrabanan Vilechain Asu Chachomim. The rabbi said, and I feel like they Shinoi also, and they don't even let you do it with a Shinoi. And they only left those things that you wanted to do over here if it's truly litzorech achilas yontif, something that you need to eat that day. And he adds, v'harbi posum chokin, there are many that disagree, v'sorvin de meleches avoda, that say when you're doing a real avoda like this over here, haniskorm leil, osim in atorah afil b'yochel nefesh, you wouldn't even be allowed to harvest even if it was really for ochel nefesh. You can't go and pluck five grapes and have grape juice. Or eat the grapes. That you're not allowed to do, even though it's only for a little bit. And the Torah only allowed ochel nefesh elamashu derech lasus liom zeh, what's normally done for one day. For example, we go on melisha from kneading and onwards, vafia baking, ve'elach, those types of activities, okay, gavda, anything like that, malach shim letzorech achil b'yom tov, they're the things that are normally done for eating for that day. And these will all be discussed later on. Uprati dinam eli yisparu b'simonim abon, they'll all be discussed in their appropriate places, kol echa v'yecha b'mikomo. The issue foot number 50 brings down to go and grind up tadlin on yontif. So we'll learn in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tuf Kuf Dalid that is mutter. Why? Because if you go grind up the spices too much before yontif, yifuk tamo, they won't be as spicy. What about trapping? So in regards to trapping, even though ein aderech lotzer habi pamachas, you trap one animal at a time normally, nevertheless, he brings down a Turin Beis Yosef, let's say you put out a net for fish, you don't only get one fish, you often get 20 fish, you get more than one fish, so it looks a little bit like uvdin nechol, like you're going and doing a big weekday activity over here. He brings down from the Ran, say the Asura, why is trapping not allowed? Because you normally don't go and trap for that day's meals, because what happens if you don't get any? So you're really trapping for the next day. So when you're trapping on Yontif, you normally would be doing this for the day after Yontif, and that's why you can't do it according to the Ran. There's no guarantee that you're going to be successful. That's why you always do it the day before, to know that you'll have food for the next day. Finally, the issue foot number 70 brings down that when we're talking about you don't do it normally just for one day, you do it for more than one day, it's really talking about for a lot. He says, Elim ken aderech lasosa avur yomim rabim. But if it's something that you do normally for 1 or 2 days or 2 or 3 days, that wouldn't be included in this according to the Ramban. With that, we conclude today's share.